Above the Firehouse would like to announce our new sponsor, Ape Pen Publishing. Go to www.apepenpublishing.com. Tell Carly and Tony from Above the Firehouse sent you and say hi to her for me. Currently over there, they're having a silent auction, David Byrd Stained Glass Castle. David Byrd has graciously taken one of Mel Kilpatrick's, who is Carly's grandfather, images and made a fantastic stained glass piece. David Byrd is a remarkable stained glass art designer who has made numerous stained glass pieces for Disney. His one-of-a-kind glass pieces start around $900 at Disneyland and move up into the thousands. Now, David, being one of the gracious persons that he is, has offered four members over there at Ape Pen Publishing a chance to own a piece of history as well as a one-of-a-kind stained glass art piece of his. Now, the only way you can win that is becoming a forum member, and you can go do that over at www.apepenpublishing.com.
Good morning, and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the backwoods country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, Above the Firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello everyone and welcome to Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony and I will be your host. This podcast is a look into all things Disney and provides you with audio and visual experiences. And once in a blue moon, I give you video casts. Well, we're here at Disneyland, and we're going to be hitting Cafe Orleans for lunch. We have reservations at 12, and we're actually in Disneyland, and I have three good friends sitting around me, and we're going to have them introduce themselves from my right.
Aloha, this is Coconut Wireless on the boards.
Okay.
Hey, this is Carlene D.
Our new sponsor, 8penpublishing.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, Disney fans. This is Mouseketeer Greg from the Window to the Magic video cast.
Look at that, we have a celebrity panel here today. Yay! So we're going to be going into the park and doing some rides, getting some lunch. We're going to be doing some This Week in Disney History. This is all from the park. Everything you hear will be done here at Disneyland. So stay tuned, we got plenty more coming up. All right, we are here at Disneyland. Where are we exactly? A little part of Critter Country, right?
Somewhere around there? The border of Critter Country.
Critter Country in New Orleans. We are actually above the rivers of America. And I am here with Mouseketeer Greg.
Hey there, hi there, ho there.
From the Winter of the Magic crew, another good friend of ours, as you all know. And we are here, it is September 1st. A very hot day. We all met here about 8:30. I was actually here on time. Last time I was late. I ain't gonna talk about that right now. And so we're gonna ask you some questions. Are you actually a native here, or are you actually originally from Washington?
Well, I'm living in Seattle now. My family's all from Southern California. My parents grew up in San Diego, went to high school there, got married there. I lived there when I was really young. And, you know, we moved out into the suburbs, but all my folks are down there. So Disneyland has always been part of our family. You know, my parents used to go to grad nights. We'd always go there when I was a kid. Summer vacation, holidays, even after we moved away. Always going to Disneyland.
What was like your earliest memory of Disney?
Electrical Parade. It's my favorite memory. You can't see it from here, but I think we're probably at the hub in front of, right around the entrance to Tomorrowland. And I'm sitting on my father's shoulders waiting for the parade to come around the corner. Because they used to come from, where did they come from? I don't remember even.
I think they used to come back from near Small World, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. So
kind
we waited for
him
to kind of come around along the side of the Matterhorn. And so that's my earliest memories, waiting for that parade to come through the trees, sitting on my father's shoulders. It must have been probably four or five.
And then what age did you actually make the big move up to Washington?
Oh, when I was 18.
18.
My family was living in Utah. I got out as quick as I could.
That must have like hurt just having that distance between the Disneyland and you.
Well, you know, I wasn't really into it so much for a while there. After we moved out away from California, I'd see it maybe once every couple of years, come with the family. And it wasn't until I moved out and started going with friends that I, no offense to my folks who may hear this show, but, you know, it's a lot of fun when you're with friends.
How did you actually kind of get into editing? How was it introduced? Did you discover it? Someone show you?
Super 8 movies when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I was doing Super 8 movies, parodies of Gone with the Wind. You know, I did a little Jaws parody with plastic Jaws in the pool and Barbie dolls and red food color. Did all that on Super 8, and you know, I just kind of put it away for a while. So I finally was able to get my own camcorder. Always wanted one, and just started filming stuff.
Now, how did you kind of get introduced to podcasting?
Well, that's where the video editing and Disney came together. I'd been videotaping some of my trips, you know, glorified home movies and stuff, and was getting ready to go on a Disney trip last Christmas. Me and a bunch of friends come down here every year or so, and I discovered Window to the Magic and started listening to that. The very first podcast I ever listened to was Window to the Magic. I subscribed to a whole bunch of other Disney ones, and that's the only one that stayed in my queue. And so we go on this trip, and I'm playing the Where in the Park game. You know, Paul did that end of the year Where in the Park show where you played for the iPod, and it was an hour and 20 minutes long, and you went all over the place. And I thought, how cool would it be to go through and videotape the whole thing? You know, show us playing the game. Maybe I could get him in and have a little better chance at the iPod. So we filmed it, and I edited it. Did some editing, got it down to about 12 minutes and sent that in, and that just kind of kicked it off. It's like, you know, Paul really liked it. He wanted to start featuring more of that stuff on the show. And so suddenly, you know, I have this video editing, this thing I've always wanted to learn how to do, and I've got Disney kind of kicking me in the pants, my love of Disney, and this new outlet, this podcasting. So these forces all combined, and suddenly I've got this thing that I love. Love doing the podcasting, love going to Disney.
You got a little homesick.
Yeah.
Now, the chemistry between you and the rest of the mouse is... Mouse. Hi.
Mouses.
Mises. when I met everybody back in May, it was just like you guys grew up together or something. It was just like you guys all meshed together, melt together, and you guys were all in the same happy mood. You guys had the great sense of humor and original and fresh. How'd you guys all come to me? You know?
I have known those kids for years. They're my chosen family. Or part of my chosen family. I've known Linda and Lupe for, half my life. I've known Justin for almost 8 years now.
He's a great photographer.
Oh, yeah.
When he brought that old Polaroid, I was just like, oh, wow.
Now, he's doing a photo blog now. It's called A Polaroid A Day at apolaroidaday.com. Where you can go up and he's doing a Polaroid every day. And he's got some really amazing stuff. gives himself like two or three shots a day. The best one goes up, whether it's great or whether it's, you know, just okay.
He has good perspective of angles, lighting, and he captures it, you know.
Well, those shots, you really have to compose them. It's not like digital where you can snap off 300 and take the 50 best like I do. So, Linda and Lupe, I lived in Utah with them. I already lived with them, but I've known them since I lived in Utah. Brought them out to Seattle with me. So, you know, we go way back. We've been at Disneyland together before. Justin I met in Seattle. And so I've known him for about 8 years. And, you know, we're all just really good friends. And we've gone to Disney a couple of times before and try to make a tradition out of it.
Yeah, Lupe has that little character he does when he puts those teeth in.
Oh. The legend.
How did that come back? Because that
I
is just
no idea.
Hilarious.
He's just crazy that way. Mm-hmm. These wacky characters. I don't know where they come from. But it's a hoot. I try to get those in the videos whenever I can. Little snippets at the end.
When I saw what you guys did, like the day after, when I first met you guys on the Saturdays, when you guys dressed up actually as the Mad Hatter and Alice in Wonderland. I mean, I was just thinking, that's like hilarious, you know? And people come around and start seeing them.
Well, apparently guests aren't supposed to dress in costume. It's like a big, you know, prohibition against that. The company doesn't want people to get confused, the kids to get confused. Kind of a security issue. You got people, you know, you can't identify them. So we were thinking, you know, Linda and Lupe dressed up to go on the teacups, and as soon as we get off the ride, there's Alice and the Mad Hatter. We're thinking someone dispatched them to come over and kind of take care of us, make sure we weren't diluting the brand or anything. It was perfect. You know, the timing was great.
That made me laugh. You know, it was just like, I'm just going, now that, and it was perfect. It was right on camera.
It was pure Disney magic.
Yeah.
Magic! And it was great because Alice and the Mad Hatter only wanted to talk to us. So that's part of the reason I think they were over there to take care of us. Other people were trying to get their autographs. I'm like, nope, sorry, gotta go.
That is funny. I had an episode on my podcast where I asked what Disney magic means to a certain person. What does Disney magic mean to you?
Oh, it's so many different things. I think probably the most... It's the wonder in a child's eyes, but more than that, it's the wonder in an adult's eyes. It's pretty easy to amaze a child. But if you can amaze an adult, a world-weary, jaded adult, and show them things that they can't see in real life, have them walk off the stage and walk out of the show just slack jawed, like I do half the time.
Make them feel like a kid.
Yeah, that's the Disney magic. I mean, you know, the kids are important, but that's only half the story. You know, it's about bringing out the kid and the adults, too.
So now I am bound to
that's the Disney magic.
Have you thought about making your own DVD with all the footage that you shoot when you come out here?
It's a
You hear that here first, down above the firehouse. Wow.
Yeah, we do have an eye towards that. I need to get more work done. It's been a long, lazy summer. I've been going to too many barbecues, haven't spent enough time in front of my computer. There's definitely more episodes coming. Hopefully a DVD in the future. I don't want to, you know, put the expectations too high up there because I don't know when it's going to be out.
Awesome. Will it be maybe thinking maybe doing a series or just once in a while?
Is there anyone here? Oh man, I don't know.
Anyone here?
I'm not committing to anything.
We'll not confirm or deny.
I mean, it takes me so long just to put out a 10-minute video that to get, you know, a DVD's worth, that's going to be a year of production time.
Yeah, people don't really know what really goes into, you know, besides editing, you know, then there's the render time alone.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and the stuff I do, it's all really short cuts. You know, it's not like a whole show. Although I do have some of those coming up, or a whole ride through or something. You know, it's 5-10 second shots. The whole thing. There's a lot of work that goes into those.
And you don't do the simple transitions. You do more complex.
I have a vision of how it's supposed to look, and I keep that as a concern.
In fact, I like the one where you would have, like, certain pictures just grow up to a certain part of the screen.
Oh, the four up thing, yeah. The intros? Yeah. Little Premiere Magic.
Yeah. If you can, all right, if you want to say, like, one thing to all the people out there that are listening, what would it bear?
Stay in school, kids. Have a great summer.
Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, do your homework.
Don't eat so much junk food.
All right. All right, and we'll be back with the podcast with some more right after this. Thank you, Greg. That's right, This Week in Disney History, where we talk about all things in Disney history. On August 28th, in the year 1994, the Art of Disney Shop opens in the Disneyland Village Marketplace at Walt Disney World. On that day in the year 2003, a test run of the Magic Kingdom's newest attraction, Mickey's Philhar Magic, takes place at Walt Disney World. Lucky the Dinosaur, the first audio animatronic figure to walk freely and interact with park guests, is introduced to the Disneyland California Adventure as a test.
August 29th, 1955. At Disneyland, the Chicken of the Sea Pirate Ship and Restaurant opens in Fantasyland. Hey, that's one of my favorite places. That's one of my favorite memories. It will be a popular park landmark. When the new Fantasyland opens in 1983, the ship will be replaced with a new version of the Dumbo attraction. Sadly. August 29th, 1982, at Disneyland, Peter Pan's flight closes for extensive remodeling. It will reopen in May 1983.
In August 30th of the year 1994, a groundbreaking ceremony for Disney's Wedding Pavilion takes place at Disney World.
And August 31st, 1973, the Ward Kimball, one of Walt's nine old men, officially retires. I thought it was talking about the steam engine.
September 1st, 1989. Disneyland welcomes Claudine Mason, its 300 millionth guest, and it's taken 34 years to accomplish that feat. On that same day in the year 2000, Pooh's Honey Hunt, an attraction at Tokyo Disneyland, opens. A more elaborate version of it is in Walt Disney World's counterpart, where guests ride a large honey pot vehicle through the pages of a giant storybook.
September 2nd, 1979, the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad attraction opens in Disneyland's Frontierland. The wildest ride in the wilderness takes guests careening through dark caverns and abandoned mines. Imagineer Tony Baxter modeled the attraction after the scenery of Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah. And also on that day, September 2nd, in 1985, Disneyland's Adventures... That was my favorite attraction. September 2nd, 1985, Disneyland's Adventure Through Inner Space attraction closes in Tomorrowland. It first opened in August 1967 and will later be replaced with Star Tours.
And that's This Week in Disney History.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for another stupid Disney joke.
Okay, so I lied. I'm not doing everything from the park. I basically had so much fun there I forgot to finish my podcast. But here is our stupid Disney joke. Mickey and Goofy were in the band, and they needed stage names. Mickey said to Goofy, "Your name is Monstro." "Why is that, Mick?" said Goofy. "Because you can wail on that guitar." Yeah! And that's this week's stupid joke.
If you don't know now, now you do.
About the firehouse of Disney
fun fact for you.
That's right, this week's Disney fun fact. The first daily operating monorail system in the USA opened in Disneyland in 1959. And that's this week's Disney fun fact. Alright, and as you know, we have a sponsor to the show, 8 Pen Publishing. That's right, Tommy V of 8 Pen Publishing has been kind enough to sponsor Above the Firehouse. So a really cool thing happened actually when we were over there on Disneyland on Friday. Carlene was able to get us in one of the private train coaches called the Lily Bell, named after Walt's wife. And we conducted the interview in there. And kind of went in and out of the interview because we were all just having fun. I had a bunch of us in there. So we went around Disneyland once, and I got a chance to talk to her and ask her some probing questions. Now, I hope you guys have been noticing that it sounds a little different when you have your headphones on, because I've been recording everything now in binaural stereo, which is why you're hearing things. If you are wearing the headphones, kind of move around you. Well, that wasn't binaural. That was just me hitting the microphone. So, let's get on into the wonderful interview with Carlene Fee of 8 Pen Publishing. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a really cool silent auction that she's having in her forums. A definite gem. Okay, we're back, and we have a special interview. Our new sponsor, 8 Pen Publishing. And I'm not going to say her name because she wants to remain anonymous. Okay. She don't want no pictures either. But,
but anyway,
she's born for podcasting.
That's right. And she's, you can tell there's a bunch of other people here with us. We are actually on the Lilyville. Very, very few people get to be on. So everybody say hi who's on here. Once again, the
count.
Hi.
Hi. Aloha.
That's right. And it's actually pretty cool here.
Yeah. It's because it's 4 o'clock.
Because the fans. No wonder they made this comeback. We were actually at the very first stop, New Orleans Square. When did you first realize that Grandpapa was related to Disney and that you had a very special family?
Oh, I always knew I was special. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, no, actually, I remember as a kid, my grandmother showing me pictures and, you know, my grandfather's taken of Disneyland. Of course, when you're a kid, it doesn't sink in, but, you know, you see, oh, here, your grandfather took this, and he did this, and he did, and you're like, oh, okay. You just don't grasp it at that age.
Now learn to drive.
You know, if Walt was here, he would hit the guy and say, you're supposed to honk the whistle. So you never actually got to meet your grandfather?
Oh, I never got to meet my grandfather. He died before I was born.
See, I was going to say, when
were you ever here? My grandfather.
So that'd be your great-great-grandfather?
No, it'd be my grandfather.
Marty Sklar?
No, Marty Sklar, no, my grandfather.
He could have played your grandfather.
You know?
Yeah. So, as you guys all know, she has 8penpublishing.com. And on there, you can actually find some history and actually get some pictures on the inside of the Lily Bell, the actual train car that we're in. And I'd like to say a big hi out there to Mr. Paul Berry, who could have been here, but he wasn't here.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Paul.
He'll be here a little later at 10 o'clock when we get the show and the pictures.
How's your job to Anaheim right now?
Yeah.
He's going to be bumming it.
Surround yourself with the Lily Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Paul. Yeah, and as you know, Paul recently turned 40. This would have been a great birthday present. But, so we're here representing Paul. Right on.
Yeah.
And all the people are looking at us. Hold on. Let's say hi to everybody that are wishing they could be here.
Shot you down.
Okay.
You're bad. I can see that guy's face. He's like, what are you doing?
I know, people, this is not the regular interview, but hey, who needs to have a regular interview? This is a fun interview, you know? We're now going into the first dark tunnel, and it's going to get real dark because there is actually no lights in here. Oh, there we go. We're going to Splash Mountain.
I love that part.
Now, how long has your website, or when did your website go up?
I think it was 2000.
Okay.
Somewhere right in there. 2001.
When that came up, what did it originally just specify as your specialty?
Pretty much the book. I mean, I didn't do the history stuff. I mean, we have so much history. We got a logo put on the site to, you know, give everyone. But it's just kind of the history just stayed in the chest. That was it. Now I'm pulling it out. Now I'm sharing the history.
You said that there were some things that you threw away that you kind of wish that you didn't. Because when you were young, you didn't realize the importance of it.
Well, no, that was like more the antiques, not Disney stuff. My grandfather's negatives, a bunch of those were stolen. But actually, the Walt Disney Company did not have a 1955 press kit. They threw their stuff away. My grandfather saved his, and I actually, for their 50th anniversary, they used my grandfather's 1955 press kit.
And you mentioned to me earlier that they actually have that in their possession right now, right?
Yes.
And when will that be returned back to you?
It's not. I sold it to them.
Oh.
Okay, price is right. I took copies.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's on the vintage paper. And it looks just like the original. And of course, for the 50th, they gave out to the press. They made copies of the original PG that my grandfather had.
For someone that doesn't really know about your site, what do your books consist of?
Vintage Disneyland stuff. It's got a foreword from Diane Disney, Wayne Gibson's, and their Harriet Burns. You make this very difficult when you're doing that, Tony!
Just for you guys know, I'm taking pictures of myself. You'll see it on the podcast, or actually on the website. Don't forget that. Quick plug, www.abovethefirehouse.com/gallery.
But it's got so many great interviews with a bunch of different Disney legends, as well as this next book that we're doing has a lot of Disney legends, as well as Art Linkletter did the forward to this next book that'll be coming out in 2005.
And we're chuching.
So, you know, it's just a great all-around site. Plus, don't
Disney
forget,
right
David
there.
Byrd is doing the...
Stained glass
in our form, which is one of a kind piece at Sleeping Beauty Castle. It's in the cast members section, and it'll start September 16th. And it'll be for about two and a half weeks, the auction. So don't forget about that. We have a monthly contest. We have form contests with form prizes. One of a kind books. You know, signed memorabilia that goes out, you know.
Do you have, like, and you know what you mentioned, Marty Sklar, who is, he's been with Disney since the beginning. Does he autograph any of them?
Himself? Well, he's not in any of them. We're working on him to be in the next one. But my first focus is, I just got done seeing Diane Disney last weekend, and she took us a tour of the Family Museum. And we're working on coordinating interviews with her and Ron and her daughter. And I'm also working on trying to get an interview with John Lasseter of Pixar with his book, which will include a DVD of the interviews.
Oh, taking a picture here. This is a very rare opportunity, so I'm going to take as much pictures as I can. That wasn't me. That was the train.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to be doing a lot of editing this, aren't I, huh?
Let me try again. That's it. That's
she
it.
Sells the pictures. Right. She takes the pictures.
That's it. No more.
All right, someone take pictures of me. I'm sexy.
Let's see. There's a button.
Now, and recently the website has been updated with some podcasting.
Yeah. Above the warehouse.
Looper.
Is in there.
Wow, I'm really moving up in the world, aren't I, folks?
You are.
Woo! When I first did, I accidentally would say above the podcast. Not many people know that out there, and now you're getting a confession out of me. Where do you see your website going?
Oh, up to the top. I can see lots of things. I know very much.
Is there anything from the old Disney, like maybe like a ride or a piece of the rides that you might have in your own personal collection?
Like you don't know. Yeah, you know. Yeah, I know they don't know, but you know. Yes. History of the Lily Bell, which I will share at a later time.
Alrighty. That'll be part two.
Before we get off, I'll have to get a good photo.
Okay.
That's good to take.
Yeah.
See, if I got my hat, I just, you know, you can see that.
I do like how the color changes, the light goes in, though.
It's a beautiful bar. It really is. They did such a great job. Because we got that art piece of the Lily Bell, which was actually the Grand Canyon from 1955. And we did 106 pieces. And they're all limited, signed and numbered. And they also have a limited Lily Bell rededication kit. We're the Carolwood Society.
Okay.
But he had the pin designed. It shows the old Grand Canyon car, the new up version of the Lily Bell, and it just really turned out nice. And I think those are limited of 500 or 750.
Those are on the site too, huh?
So, it turned out really a nice piece, real nice piece. So, of course, that won't happen again. You know, there's only 106. And then we have a Sleeping Beauty piece that we're going to do, which will come with a limited pin and everything. So, you know, and then we got the note cards with the holiday cards that are coming out and the birthday cards. They all have the Sleeping Beauty castle. It's really actually a lot of great stuff coming out. It's just, takes time doing it.
Out of all the Disney legends that you've met and interviewed, who is your favorite?
Oh, gosh. That's not fair.
To interview.
Huh?
To interview.
Well, they're all absolutely great, but my latest one I've done is Goofy, Bill Farmer. He was just a kick. I mean, because he'll be for that new book, and you know, I've been just having him focus on looking at the camera and taking it and not having any background noise. It took a bit not to sit there and bust up laughing. He's really nice guy. Funny. They're all so sweet. So
awesome. And don't forget that Colleen is our new sponsor with 8pen Publishing. That's 8penpublishing.com. Go there now, buy lots of stuff, and tell them Above the Firehouse sent you.
Don't forget the forum.
And the forums.
Yeah, well, we got the forum.
That's right. She's got forums, too.
Forum contest.
And contest,
yeah,
monthly.
It's got a forum contest with a prize pick.
You heard that live here on the Lily Bell. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, gosh.
My Lily Bell. My bell. Check us out.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
It's getting deep in here.
All right, and hope you enjoyed that. You can tell we were having fun while we were doing it. And I get along great. It's pretty. She's only came for lunch and ended up staying for most of the day, so I thank you for that. Just so you know, don't forget that the 8-Pin Publishing Homecoming Forum auction piece. The glass piece is from an image of Mel Kilpatrick, her grandfather, taken just before opening day in 1955. David Byrd is a great artist who has done stained glass pieces for Disney, which starts at 900 and goes into the thousands. So this is one of the many silent auctions to come. All are welcome to enter this contest. The contest will start September 16th, 2006, and run for 3 weeks. Now, you must be registered to the forums, www.8penpublishing.com/forum, to make a posting. Alrighty. So, this Friday, a bunch of us from the DPN, Disney Podcasting Network, all got together, and we had a blast. Some of us separated and didn't get a chance to get to go on the Lily Bell. And eventually we all got together and got all nutty. We wore glow sticks during the Main Street Electrical, Disney Electrical Parade in Disney California Adventure. And we just walked around with all these glow sticks, people looking at us wondering who the heck we were. And so we went to go to the Tower of Terror to get a group photo. The wait, 45 minutes. Don't think so. So we headed over to Heimlich. And I was doing the Heimlich impression off of the rest of the night after that. But it's silly. Silly like that. See if I can remember everybody's names that was there. Zeon Star, Coconut Wireless, Basketeer Greg, Jeff from Houston, Burnt Toast, John Dubb. And if your name's not mentioned, I do apologize. Because, well, most of you are drunk anyway. I don't think you guys would have remembered it anyway. So, anyway, let me play our first little write-through, all in binaural. And then we'll play a little funny Pirates of the Caribbean with all of us on the boat. Oh, I'll explain that later as we do this. Check this out.
Like my body?
Oh my goodness, this is such a sweet and juicy watermelon!
Oh, it's time to put another battery in.
Ah, I'm so full, I cannot move. Excuse me. Dude, excuse me. Oh, excuse me. Now I'm going back for a second. Oh, my favorite.
Are we done?
Coffee is amazing.
the human hands are completely rolled in into the different sound handling until hammer comes to a fully complete stop and the doors magically open. Thanks for bugging us and enjoy your stay here at Cruise Fair.
Remember to eat your fruits and vegetables. I miss you already. Thank you. I like it. Hello, everybody. It's me, Heimlich. I'm a cute little choo-choo train.
Oh, hello, I'm Heimlich.
Okay, I won't kill you guys with the Well, as you can tell, we were all a mouthy bunch. And we got mouthier. Eventually, we all met up with some more people. We finally met up with Paul Berry of the Windows of the Magic.com. And we made our way over to our final ride of the night before it closed down. Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, we had at least 20 people on the same boat, all from the DPN, Disney Podcast Network, www.disneypodcastnetwork.com. Go there now, and we practically bottomed out the boat on the first waterfall. Oh, we made a turn, and you go down, for those that know the ride, when we make a little right, it was really, really rough. Now, don't forget, this is all in binaural. And pretty much, we're just enjoying the ride, but we're talking through the whole thing. Because we're DPN, and it was our, what did I call it? Westcast? I think I called it? Something like that. So, sit on back and listen to us yap. Some pretty funny stuff. On the Pirates of the Caribbean, binaural.
Try to get one on a tower, and it was like 45 minute wait.
The deep Tony jump out when we bought him out, take a picture of the group.
Yeah.
What?
What show is
that? We had Todd when we went on. Who
was
wrong? Right down now.
No, it's supposed to be from Calvin. Where's Calvin?
Oh, where's Brian?
Who
are we missing?
Water's too low?
Oh, yeah. Brian.
He's right up there.
Never happened to me.
Joseph's friend Ryan.
This morning it was splashy. We were right there right when they opened up. All right.
This is a big group. We're open. Oh.
Do you know the line goes all the way to the back of the mountain, still less than a half hour to get on?
Get up, put us on high speed.
Put your hands up there on the DPN.
We want the loop. Hey.
Stand up and shout!
Not bloody likely.
Wait. In the back of the boat, supposed to be Brian.
Can I get a Mint Jubilee, please, while you're over there?
Tony, scoot over to the left a little bit.
Oh. You ate that last chili dog.
There we go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Back to the right.
That's why you don't get two.
Come here, Gator.
But seriously, I see lots of boats.
I can't wait until you skip like a coin all the way into the next boat.
They need to have this mouth open, though, so just stay there.
You know what's trippy is that there's a pathway back there. And we see someone walking back there. It's
yeah.
Funny.
It kind of ruins it.
By you, you see them all the time.
It's like, you're ruining the magic.
Ruinthemagic.com.
You're with the wrong group to have the magic. We make our own magic. We got the meander.
No Chris Angel.
The magic bringing up the back. Come on.
It's like the Chris Angel of podcasting, huh?
Hey, you see the photo of Jeff. Can I say more?
Exactly.
He's got to put all those things on.
Dude, play faster. Goes. Really.
I see.
Cool cat man, go.
In the metronome or something.
There's no lights on. No surprise that
where's that from?
Have the talking skull thing. The Disney World version.
They don't have any rock right here.
It's like a staple of the ride, I always thought. That is so creepy.
Yes.
Hey, just so you know, there's a camera right there.
Say hi.
Do we have the proper weight?
On?
Stand up and shout!
Oh, God!
Hello.
There be squirrels ahead.
And Davy Jones waiting for them. Do we do it?
Here we go.
Oh, we're naked. All right.
All right. Big splash there! Oh! All the water's gone.
Why is the rum gone?
Oh my God! Did you feel that going around the corner?
Why is the rum gone?
Look at that wave in
front of us.
We probably got most of us looks like the front line of the Steelers right here.
It's good to see you, bro.
Onward, ho, Thundercats! We're bombing
now!
There is like, the water's practically gone. Walkway,
hello.
This music is right in here.
The best.
Hey, Krabby.
It's like the Pentagon. Are they? Is it empty?
No.
That's that car. We're like. He puts the other phone in front of us. Look, we pushed the boat so far in front of us with our weight. The jet system's trying to push us like.
Great. That guy is really thirsty.
Drinking for what, 4 years
now? Yeah. I'd be full. We're gonna go to PA and bust you, Tony.
We're close.
You actually stuck the phone.
Yeah.
You're like, busted.
Put me some.
Because I wanted
please stop doing that.
I wanted to get the whole loop of Davy Jones, so I had to slow the boat down.
You made him slow the boat down. It.
Unfortunately, that got me a really loud announcement in my recording. Didn't see the
what
nose.
Oh, yeah.
What nose?
What?
Yeah, there's ears.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere. We figured right here they couldn't see us. Because there's a camera right around this corner here. This whole area here is lit up bright light in infrared, but not right here, but they can still see you.
There's a camera right there.
Everybody pick his nose. Pick his nose. Yeah. I started a trend. Yeah. Just gonna see from behind. Oh, we ruined the effect for him. They stopped making it. You notice they stopped doing the smoke here? They used to have this all smoky, but it doesn't work no more. And then the shadows over there, them fighting, wasn't working over today.
It's
Captain Crunch I'm looking for. I just knocked my hair off. See, they only have it over here. This is where we spend 45 minutes of our time on.
Don't be cheeky!
Don't be cheeky, Carlo!
There's nothing in front of us in that boat. What the hell?
Greg, just gonna get a song on this ride. I'm gonna freak him out, he can spin.
Speak up! Padre Apache a swim with Davy Jones!
Don't tell him, Carlo!
Show her your harbor side.
Shift your cargo, dearie. Show them your larboard side.
Ah.
Belay there, you folks of scum.
Am I supposed to get wet back here?
That is it, too.
And surround yourself with the moisture. The light's gonna ruin the effect
here
there.
Here I be, holding the treasure map. The key is right.
Those clouds always move, I don't remember that.
You see the village? That's Corey Burton.
Doing that fight? Yeah. Oh, I think he is. That's right, they brought him in. Yeah, I heard about that.
Catherine told me on the way here, he said, had it turned this out.
Here comes from our harbor side. Look out. Yeah.
This is me and her.
Listen to my podcast.
Tell you, Tony, it's getting better and better.
What do you think of the last one?
Which one is the last one?
Number 12 with Disney Fun Fact.
Oh, I heard that one on Monday.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the fun fact was.
It was about the carousel at Walt Disney World. Was from a New Jersey park.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that. See, and all of that stuff was covered on the other podcast too, but not to the extent that you're talking. You had better information. You know, the This Week in Disney History and stuff like that?
Yeah, they did. You know,
it was just weird. Because I'm listening to it. There's a couple of different things, like the Mickey room.
I always say
Disney History type.
This week, he and I took turns doing it. This week, he and I did turns doing it.
Oh, really?
When I interviewed him, then we did it right there.
Oh, nice.
I have three versions. You'll be a howling success.
Wolf and mice put mouse's foot in the I won't be on email for another week or so. So if I don't respond, that's why.
No,
I had Brian do three different versions of stupid Disney jokes for me. Like an alter them.
What'd you say?
I had Brian did me three different versions of stupid Disney jokes.
Well, there you go. As you can tell, all we did was yap, 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 yap through the whole ride, but having a good time. Hey, as much as I don't want to tell you guys, I want to give you guys a little update on the Buzz Lightyear challenge with me challenging Calvin Berry to a tiebreaker a couple weeks ago. Okay, he won, but only by a technicality. Okay, enter fake answer here now. My cord that I used to shoot everything just was not working. No way at all. Hey, don't forget about my gallery. I got fresh pictures up there from Friday's event. www.abovethefirehouse.com/gallery. There's no link on it because I'm lazy right now. But you can see a lot of the pictures that I took this Friday. I didn't put them all up because that would have been overkill. If you would like to submit your pictures on by either your PC or your cell phone, or your regular phone, just send them to podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. And, wow. Looking at the clock of the Mickey's hands, I would have to tell you the end of our show. Yeah, well, thank you for letting me entertain you, and I would love to hear your feedback and play your voicemails on the show. If you wish to leave me a voicemail, you can Skype me at APT_A_Productions, or you can call 818-574-5027 or a hotline 206-203-2268. Now, your feedback is important to me, and if you have any Disney news, or you're welcome to email to me and leave it on voicemail. Don't forget the email is podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Don't forget the website, www.abovethefirehouse.com. I also have my forums on there, so sign up and join in the conversation. It's free and it's painless. Don't forget to sign up to the forums to honor sponsor, 8penpublishing.com. Get yourself a very rare stained glass if you're the winner. All the contest rules are there on site, so check it out. Don't forget to tell Carlene that I sent you there. That's www.8penpublishing.com. Well, that was show lucky number 13. And once again, I did it all in one pass. Thank you very much. And by the way, Tony has left the building.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight. To all our company.
Oh, no, not that song.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
You ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like Disnotic Obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic!
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit windowtothemagic.com for more information.